Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, today, I'm excited to be with you. As a reminder, be sure to check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. You know, and if you have not done so, be sure to download our book on there. You know, we've got a book called Seven Secrets. What is it called? This is why. See, you can tell I write books, but I don't read my own books sometimes. At least not recently. It's called Beyond Rice and Beans: Seven Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. You can actually download for free on my website at MoneyRipples.com. And so if you're looking for how my clients on average have freed up an average of, you know, $33,000 in a year, that's a great place to start. That gives some of the biggest points of what I've seen happen with hundreds and hundreds of clients. So great thing to check out if you haven't done so already. You know, also as a reminder, check out, we got events coming up. You know, I've got my final event of the year that I'm doing coming up in September, mid-September. So be sure to also be looking for that as well. Yeah, if you got questions for me, Chris at MoneyRipples.com. You can shoot me an email there or Facebook me, that kind of stuff. Today, I want to actually bring up questions. Like I mentioned to you guys before, I love questions. And again, if you got topics for me, let me know. But I had a question this morning. I was actually working out. And it's funny, I'll get like these, you know, 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. text. And I got one from one of my clients. And, you know, like all of us, you know, some of us, you know, just like me, you know, I'll wake up feeling great one day, and then the next you feel kind of meh, you know, you kind of feel cruddy, right? You don't wake up with necessarily the best attitude, or you know, maybe even worse, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, quote unquote, right? And you don't feel great. And one of my clients actually sent me a text, and I really appreciate it. In fact, this client in particular, he sends me a lot of great questions. I should probably just, any text he sends me, I should just do a topic on this, because I know a lot of you guys ask the same questions. I just never think about it when I go to record these. So this one's great because, you know, he said, he's like, here, I'll just read it for you because it's great. And I won't, you know, divulge who it is. So I'll edit this a little bit. You know, he's asked me a question about consolidation and things like that. And then he says, Chris, you know, I'm just exploring options at this point. I'm a little concerned that mathematically at my wife and my age, which is about 50, that it's too late to get ahead of our finances. Do you think there is hope, or are we just prolonging bankruptcy? I'm in full sales mode right now. I did a $32,000 proposal yesterday that I'm hopeful for. You know, I'm working really hard. You know, I'm praying that these proposals and leads will develop quickly with my efforts. I'm still wondering if my sales skills need work. Also wondering if both my wife and I are terrible at managing our money and keep putting ourselves in bad situations. What do you think? Is there hope for us? And, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, there's a lot of loaded questions in here, you know, and I could only address a few, but I addressed the ones that, you know, I felt the most, which was, you know, is there hope? And I said, yes. And my response was, if a guy like me who at first accidentally retired at 28, if I can do it, so can you. You know, and I mentioned some scriptures he could read, you know, some Christian scriptures, you know, about, you know, things like, look unto me in every thought, you know, refer to Jesus Christ, look unto me in every thought, doubt not, fear not. You know, and there's another scripture I mentioned too about that there's a law irrevocably decreed in heaven from the foundation of the world that whenever there's a blessing, there's a law predicated upon that blessing. You know, or in other words, in vernacular of some people that do more of the metaphysical stuff, hey, there's laws in the universe that are, you know, principles govern. There's laws of the universe that, you know, that guaranteed that there are results that come from obeying those specific laws. And I said, you know, remember that. And remember, there's always a lag effect between applying principles and receiving the fruit. Stay consistent and strong. And he kind of mentioned about how that, you know, how he needs to hear that, you know, and he feels like in this transition phase, because sometimes you feel like you're in scarcity and free falling. And other times you feel like you're, you know, you're transitioning to something bigger and better, you know, and just trying not to cave in. And And I just told him, like, I get it. You know, I've been there. Especially where I have emotional waves too. You know, I have times when, you know, I love my business, and other times I wonder if my business is just, you know, extra work that I don't need to do, you know? And the thing is, it's funny is that, I mean, my business, I get paid very well for the work that I do. I mean, something that I'm really unemployable. I cannot get hired at jobs to make, you know, the kind of money with the time that I do spend. You know, it's pretty unlikely that I'll find anything like that. And so, you know, I'm working in my genius. I'm working with my craft, you know, the things I do really well. But I want to really come back to him again, which is really about that hope. You know, first and foremost, you know, do you have enough time to retire? You know, and maybe you're at the place where you're getting to your 40s or even 50s, and you're wondering if that's the case, because we are taught from financial advisors and everybody else, you know, usually they'll throw out numbers that say, hey, if you save for 30 or 40 years, then look what kind of money you can have. The problem is that even though you've been saving, you haven't seen those numbers, because there's been a lot of overpromise and underdeliver, right? And so you say, well, okay, well, I got to make the best of it. So is it enough? I think it's funny that people feel so guilty about where they are financially, when in reality, you think about what's going on. I mean, financial people, they like to run their little calculators, don't they? I mean, your life was never meant to be put in a calculator, first and foremost. Secondly, yeah, it's funny how we blame ourselves for not saving enough when we probably follow the exact advice and we're saving exactly what those advisors told us to do, but their funds weren't performing enough, but we still blame ourselves, right? And I think that's a bunch of crap. You know, I think really, like, you should honor and celebrate what you've done. And maybe you went through some crazy life event that took away everything out of you. You know, maybe you did file for bankruptcy at some point in your life. Maybe at some point you had emergencies. Maybe you had some health things that went on that either stopped you from working. Maybe it was something you had to go focus on your kids. You had to bail them out of jail. You had to help them, or whatever it might have been, right? I get that life gets in the way. And that's something you just cannot put into a calculator. That's why, you know, financial advice is so wrong lately, is that, yeah, they should give you these nice little strategies, but it's in a perfect vacuum little world of non-reality. There's no hiccups, nothing that goes on. It's just, hey, here it is. You stick your money in here and it goes perfect because what we do is awesome. Just buy our stuff. We get paid great and you might get something. I think that's bull. And so no, life can get in the way. Celebrate wherever you are. If you have very little to no savings, great. Fantastic. I know I have people just like him that will ask these same questions in their late 40s to 50s, and they might have saved a few hundred thousand. They'll say, but Chris, I know that's not enough, because living on 3% of that, I'm like, come on, like I can live off of $500 a month. That's not enough if I saved a couple hundred grand. Here's the thing. It's all about leverage and creating more. Can you do it? Yes. If you're a business owner, are there opportunities there? Yes. And then you've probably been overlooking them. You know, you might be getting to a point where if you are getting later in your years, you might be winding down and saying, I don't want to be working and kicking my trash all day long. Some of you might not care. Some of you might say, I'm getting tired. And that could be a few reasons. It could be because, one, what you're doing isn't working, or two, you know, maybe you are just getting older, right? And that's okay. You're hitting a different phase of life. There are ways to create leverage. There are ways to do it. Is it one size fits all? No. You know, that's the thing. It's like, there are definitely ways to do it. You know, I've had several clients, you know, whether they create income streams through their business. Yes, that's one. Other ways have been outside investments. And I've talked about those before too. Maybe it's been through real estate or through other means. You know, maybe they become like the bank and they actually start finding ways to leverage their money and earning better returns than they would in the stock market. Whatever that is, and whatever that looks like, it's always different. There's always a different recipe for everybody that I work with as a client. But yes, there is hope. And I mentioned about me as a 28-year-old. I only had $2,000 in my checking account when I retired in July of 06. You know, the reason that happened was because I created income streams. And I did it by leveraging my gifts. My gift was really good at being a resource for people, creating connections, be able to say, you know what, you two need to meet. You know, business owner, you can help give them what they're looking for. And you get two very happy people, because the business owner makes money. The person I refer to, they get service in the way that they need. And it can be a huge win-win. And then, of course, where I, you know, in those cases, I would ask the business owners to pay me a cut of that, like a referral fee or a marketing fee or whatever it might be. And the crazy thing is, I was able to retire, even though I didn't have tons of money in the bank. Now, granted, that was through business streams, right? I made that through business. It's funny because I get people every once in a while say, well, hey, what do you invest in, Chris? And I'll say my business. I mean, even right now, my number one investment still is my business. Because, you know, there are sometimes investments I can do where I have extra money. I just can't do enough of my money. Sometimes in my business, though, until my vision gets smaller, you know, a lot of times, like, your vision is going to be bigger than whatever your account balance is. And so, yeah, I can do other investments and things like that. But a lot of times I'm like, you know what? I could probably make a better return over here too. And yes, you can create other income streams, and that's cool as well. I like creating other income streams, whether it be through business or other means, you know, that are investing wise. I love doing that. And so it's not about an either or, although in some cases I might tell people, for you, this is where you should focus and just make it this. And so are there lots of options? Yes. Does that mean there's lots of abundance out there? Yes. Can I create scarcity in people because there's so many options? Yes as well. So is there hope? Of course there is. As long as you stop thinking how to accumulate money to save and then live off the interest and start thinking, how does it actually go and generate income streams? And there's a million ways to make $1 million with that. That's why I tell people all the time, there's plenty of ways to do it. It's only limited by our imagination. Really, it is. You don't always need other people to provide you opportunities and investments to be able to help you to have that hope to be able to retire. And by the way, just so you know, like, it's funny that this client brings up things like bankruptcy because he's so far from bankruptcy. I mean, he's not, there's so many of you, I mean, you heard, I mean, he's talking about a $32,000, you know, deal in his business. And some of you are thinking like, man, $32,000, if I made that my business in a year, if I had one of his clients, that would be sweet, right? And some of you would say, hey, that's pretty good. And that's true. It's always perspective, you know, and many people, and trust me, I mean, I get entrepreneurs that tell me this every single time I talk to them. They'll say, Chris, you know, I'm a little bit embarrassed because I know I'm not where I should be. Well, of course you're not. No one is. Like, no entrepreneur is there. And I've mentioned this on other shows, but it's funny how it still comes up. And it's fine. Like, be okay with that. Be patient and be grateful for where you are right now. Be grateful for where you're going. Make sure you are seeing something bigger and better. If you're feeling a little bit bored, or maybe you're uninspired by your business, maybe it's because you're just not stretching enough. Maybe out of fear, you're going for security rather than freedom. You know, maybe, and I'm talking to myself just as much, you know, maybe you're not willing to take a little bit of risk to say, hey, what can I do to make a play a bigger game? And I'll tell you, the more excited you are in your business, if business is where you are right now, if that's where your investment is, I'll tell you, the more excited you are in your business, the more money you tend to make. Because when you're excited, it's infectious. It's contagious. Other people pick up on it too, and they want to know what the heck you had. It's like that commercial. I think it was, I can't remember if it was a coffee commercial or what it was. It was back in the 80s and 90s where all of a sudden, you know, the woman just yells out in the middle of the coffee shop. And then the other person says, I'll have what she's having, right? It's like that. You know, there are people that say, man, I don't know what they what they're on or what they just had, but I want that. I want that in my life. And so you'll find things to stretch you and be more excited if business is your investment and where you're trying to go. And especially if you want to create a change or break a pattern, you know, be able to create a new level, a new high. Sometimes that's what you need. You know, and he talked about another thing that comes up with a lot of people too. He said, like, maybe we're just terrible at managing money and maybe we put ourselves in bad situations. The answer is, yeah, that's true a lot of times. You know, we all have our own baggage with money. We all have our own stories, our own tendencies, no matter who you are. And this is myself included. We all have our own tendencies and our own weaknesses when it comes to money and business and things like that. And that's okay. Because again, the thing is, can we keep moving forward despite those weaknesses? Can we address those? Can we become aware of those? Can we start working on those? But still, don't stop life just because you have a few obstacles, but keep trying, keep practicing, be willing to screw up a little bit and stop being afraid. Yeah, it's so funny. And this is true in relationships. And maybe you know what I'm talking about, but have you ever been in a relationship where you fear so much that you're going to lose that person that you end up losing them? And this could be someone like a significant other. This could be a child or whatever, but have you ever been in fear so much that you're actually afraid of losing them? You know, and it's funny because there's a relationship with money too. And some people get so scared of losing money and so scared of losing that they actually do. They actually create that to be a really big problem. And I've had that problem before too, is that, I mean, there was a time where, especially after going through some hard times, that when times were good, I was so afraid of losing the money when times were good that sometimes I put myself into some bad times or inconsistent times. I would have good times and bad times within months, right? Maybe 1 month's great, 1 month's bad or something like that. You know, I'll tell you, like, it's nice to know when you get more consistency of money because you stop worrying about losing it. You lose that fear. Fear and scarcity drives money away. It takes money out of your pocket. Abundance puts it back in. And so when you're going to choose abundance, and you might be the expert on abundance in your own mind, but if you have a hard time being able not to fear losing something, especially when it comes to money or taking that kind of risk with it, if you start fearing that, you will lose it. And I'm not saying take unnecessary risks. I mean, I'm talking about calculated risk here. Be willing to stretch yourself a little bit. You know, I've mentioned this before where sometimes I was stretching myself by actually going and you know, buying better foods, buying higher quality items. You know, I used to go for the cheap stuff. Like, hey, how cheap can I get it? But it would drive me nuts because something would happen to me mentally. One, I start to worry, when will they break down? Just like a car. You buy a credit car, you're always wondering, when is it going to break down? You almost white-knuckle your car, right? You know, you buy a cheap appliance, you wonder when that's going to break. Or you buy cheap clothing, you wonder when that's going to wear out. You know, you buy anything cheap, you're going to always be in that fear of wondering when it's going to go to kaput because you know you bought poor quality. At the same time, you also know that you're not worth anything that's better than poor quality. You put a value on yourself. And I'm not saying go buy, if you're a guy, buy Armani suits or buy that $500 purse or whatever it might be. I'm not saying do that. But when you go cheap, when you start to put in stories in your head that somehow, you know, you can't afford something, right? You can't do that. When you start to do those kind of things, you'll start to realize pretty quick that money doesn't want to come to you. It doesn't want to be attracted to you because you don't, you keep finding ways to you know, cut corners. And it reminds me of the time when Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, you know, in the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, in one of his other books, you know, he talked about the fake Rolex. And I mentioned this last week in our episode, right? And that fake Rolex, he's like, hey, nobody will know the difference. Yeah, but you will. You'll know. And when you know the difference, when you know you're doing that, something happens in your mind where you actually sabotage your own results. And it becomes a mystery for us that are coaches because we're thinking, okay, what the heck is going on? Like, you know, we're giving you the tools, we're giving you the stuff, but it's like you have this block. Something's blocking you from moving forward. What is it? What fear is going on? You know, what story you tell yourself? That self-talk, always look for the self-talk, what you're telling yourself. What is that self-talk happening that's going on in those quiet moments when maybe your coach or mentor or the person you respect isn't around? Those moments that nobody ever hears, those moments, what are you saying to yourself? Because those very stories and those very words are the words you believe the most, because you believe your voice more than anybody else's voice in your life. And words are powerful, especially when you're speaking those words. So what are you telling yourself? What's coming out? And so that's the thing, is that you'll understand that. Understand that there needs to be patience. You need to be patient with yourself. If you don't see results immediately, well, good. Because oftentimes the bigger the game you're playing, the longer it takes. And it's okay to wait for that gestation period. You know, it's just like, you know, you're not going to, it's funny. I was seeing a little kid just the other day. You know, she had one of those little eggs that you put in the water and the little duck inside of it expands and grows. And she's like, you know, I don't want to wait. And she immediately like breaks the egg. You know, she cracks the egg open so that you can see the duck inside. And it was interesting watching because I'm like, wow, even though she has a very kid-like personality with this, you know, a very kid-like view, you know, she's only seven years old, just turned eight. Still, adults do the same thing, just on a bigger scale. But she's like, okay, let's put it in the water. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. It takes 2 to 3 days for this. In fact, if you would have left it alone, the duck will actually burst out of the egg. It'll grow and burst out. Just like those old little alligators I used to have when I was a kid, right? But now it's inside of an egg. It busts the egg out just like a real life chick, you know, a real life duckling. But she didn't want to wait. And it's funny, I just saw this morning, the whole entire egg been cracked open because she didn't want to wait. She wanted to see it and wanted to see if it would grow yet. In fact, she kept checking every few minutes. Is it going to grow? Is it going to grow? Is it going to grow? And we do that too. People in business do this all the time. Like, oh, I've been doing this for the last week or two and it's not working. I've been doing this for the last month or a couple months and I'm not seeing the results yet. But what if you're just so close to those results and you just stop, you say, oh, this doesn't work. I've been trying this and just, I feel like I'm getting no results. So I give up. I quit this. I'll try something else. But what if you were so close? Because there's always lag effect. you know, I would tell people when they do radio advertising or different types of marketing and print marketing, I would say give it 90 to 120 days because you'll never know in the first 90 days. So if they say, well, I bought a 90-day contract, I said, well, you might want to extend it because you won't know in the first 90 days. You might just start to get the leads and then you stop it and then you've got rid of the momentum. Everything has a time period. Sometimes it can happen in minutes, you know, and that's great. But I tell you, most of the things I've seen successful in my life wasn't because of things I did in the very moment. It wasn't one decision I made. It was repeated decisions done over and over and over again until I finally got the results. That is what you need to do. Wow. I can go on this all day long and I won't because you know what? I like to keep these about 20 minutes and that's what I want to do. But I want you just to sink your teeth into this. I mean, take at least one thing and see if you, what you can apply in your life. You know, if you're the person that it's later in life and you're wondering if there's hope for you, there is. And trust me, if you're wondering about that and you want to know what it is, you know, feel free to reach out to me. Like I said, email me chris@moneyripples.com. But I tell you, there is always hope. There's always a way to do it. The only time it becomes hopeless is when you remain in indecision. Because indecision, not making a decision, is still a decision. And so be sure to at least take the step forward, the steps forward that you need to take. Be willing to take that leap of faith sometimes to do what you know is right. That's the advice I'm going to give you. Be willing to be patient. Be willing to be in abundance. Be willing to look at your self-talk and be willing to do the things that are right. That's what I'm asking you to do this week. This is Chris Miles here, Cash Flow Expert, signing off. Everybody have a great and prosperous week, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.